And now I'd like to read to you from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 12, beginning with the 38th verse. As he taught, he said, "Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces, and to have the best seats in the synagogue and places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses, and for the sake of appearance say long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then he called his disciples and said to them, "Truly I tell you, this poor woman has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. On this week of Veterans Day, and as we watch the news and struggle to understand what goes on in the world, we have to be struck by the horror and the contradiction of someone in the military turning their own gun on people that they worked with and that they served with. What could possibly make someone do such a thing? The unfortunate part is we don't see people's hearts. We see what's on the outside. We see what people want us to see. We see, as the scripture says, through a glass darkly. We see only what we can with our eyes. But Christ saw more deeply. Christ saw what was in people's hearts. God sees what's in our minds and in our hearts. When I read this scripture the first time I read it, I thought about the many sermons that I have heard that focused on those two copper coins worth barely a penny, and how we need to share what we have in a way that comes from the heart. But then I reread our scripture and I thought about those who do good things out of wrong intent. Those who try and get worldly acclaim from spiritual work. And I thought, you know, this kind of speaks to this young man who violated that trust so completely. I work as a counselor, and the idea that someone in that position of trust should lose it the way he did, should act out the way he did, should take vengeance upon people that he worked with the way he did, is so horrifying to me. Who wasn't paying attention? Where was he when he needed to talk to someone? Where were the people who needed to counsel him when he needed advice? Where were the community that we have of support when he struggled with whatever he was struggling with that caused him to go berserk like this? We never know with the people that we meet what they're going through in their hearts. We never know what they're struggling with. We never know whether that few dollars in the plate or that helping hand is just an easy gesture for them to make, or whether it's something that represents a dramatic sacrifice on their parts. We know that a word can change a life. We know that a moment of your time can change a relationship. We know that little things at the right moment, at the right time, can change things. We know that prayer changes things. We know that love changes things. We know that forgiveness changes things. And so we struggle to try and understand how these horrible things could happen in our world. Veterans Day is celebrated on November 11th because it's the armistice of World War I. My grandfather, who's gone now, fought in World War I. And it was a horrible war from his descriptions of it. Fought in trenches, people dying of things like dysentery and mustard gas. War is always a horrible experience. That we can hate each other, that we can despise each other, that we can feel to other human beings, people whom Christ brought into this world, whom God brought into this world, who are human beings who love their children and care about their families and are like us in so many ways, and yet we slaughter each other. We hate each other. We kill each other, and we do terrible things. But then when the end of those struggles come and there is peace, there is armistice, there is an opportunity to reestablish a peaceful world, God calls on us to forgive the evil. See, that's the hard part. It's easy to get angry. It's easy to hate. It's easy to lose it. It's hard to forgive. I've been fascinated to read accounts from families who have had someone in their family murdered. And the common wisdom is that, well, if you lost someone in your family, you would want vengeance, you would want closure, you would want to see that person pay with their life. And yet those families who have experienced that have said, no, it didn't give them peace, it didn't give them closure, it didn't give them satisfaction. In fact, the families who say they have gotten those things are the ones who didn't seek vengeance, but tried to give forgiveness, tried to understand, tried to find peace in Christ, not in violence. And so I struggle with this scripture, and I realize that Christ talks about the greater condemnation of those who set themselves up as leaders, as religious people, as people of the Word, as people of God, who are more interested in how they're seen than what they see, who are more interested in what they get from being in those positions than what they can give. See, when we take on the name Christian, we're expected to be Christ-like. We're expected to be able to forgive. Jesus says, worse for you if you try and act like a religious, holy person and do it for selfish reasons than if you just go on and be selfish, but don't try and make yourself something you're not. We struggle with the world. People are hurting. We have a long list today of people who are in hospital and suffering and struggling with change and dealing with family problems and all kinds of stuff going on around us. We know that in the news there are people who are struggling with horrible things. Fortunately, there are those like Echo and Salvation Army and the people who seek to help and heal in hospitals or in ambulance services, who seek to provide services with fire and police. The young woman who was shot as she tried to subdue the man who was doing the shooting. People who are willing to put their lives on the line for others. People who are willing to spend their life serving others. We see them. We rejoice in them. We respect them. We are called to be them. Not that everybody has to go work in a helping profession, but that everyone who takes Christ's name has to struggle to try and forgive. That we as Christians are asked to be like Christ, to try and see what is inside, not just what is outside. that we as people of God would care about God, would care about the next world, not just this world, that we would care about the little ones and how they are brought up, that we would care about the people who are struggling that don't have the peace that we do, that we would care about the people who are hungry, that don't have the food that we do, that we would care about the people who are struggling with the difficulties in the economy, that don't have the resources that we do, and that would reach out to them as we reach out to each other, knowing that faith in Christ gives us peace that we don't have without Him, knowing that the love of Christ gives us joy that we wouldn't have without Him, that when we are faced with unanswerable questions, why do they do this? Why can we be like this? Why would someone do such a horrible thing? We may not be able to understand why people do what they do, but we can always understand that we have Christ in our lives, and that with Him in our lives, we have the opportunity to have a better life, a better time, and a better response. Yeah, we're called to go serve our country. We're called to go fight in wars. We're called to go out and fight fires. We're called to go out and be law enforcement to enforce the laws of our town and our country. We're called to do those things, and they're difficult. They're hard. They require judgment, and they require strength. But to do them in a Christian way means to always and everywhere remember that even in the worst of times, God can forgive. God can have mercy. God is with us. And so as we struggle with our lives, as we struggle with those we meet, as we struggle to be the people of God, let us always offer God to the people we meet. In Jesus' name, amen.